USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The clock is ticking to complete a deal on the debt ceiling.
The White House and Republicans are still without a deal after briefly resuming discussions on Friday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre admitted both sides are still far apart.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us. But the president's team is going to continue to work hard towards a reasonable bipartisan solution.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said a deal needs to be reached by the end of the weekend in order for lawmakers to have enough time to pass it before the June 1st deadline. I'm Jerry Marmash.
There's going to be a joint effort to train Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. President Biden reportedly informed world leaders of his decision that the U.S. would add support during the G7 summit in Japan. Ukraine is expecting to get those jets this fall. Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit. Zelensky arrived in Japan today and is expected to address the gathering tomorrow. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking on a range of issues, including China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine. Brownsville, Texas is being called ground zero for illegal border crossings by Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
This is the state of Texas, and we have every right to secure our border, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Abbott said the Texas National Guard have been doing a great job holding the line against the migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. All eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. Eight horses are running in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, including Kentucky Derby winner Mage. That race expected to begin around 6:50 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024. The South Carolina lawmaker joins a growing field of Republican candidates, including former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. WNBA star Brittany Griner returned to the court for the first time last night since she was arrested in Russia in February of last year for alleged drug smuggling.
Look at Brittany Griner, just ear to ear, joy and jubilation etched across her countenance tonight.
Griner was released from a Russian jail in December as part of a prisoner swap. Her Phoenix Mercury lost last night's game to the LA Sparks. Hotter than normal temperatures are expected to hit much of the U.S. this summer.
That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It noted that 2023 is likely to fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. Specifically, the agency says, the East Coast, South, West Coast, and Rockies are forecast to experience scorching conditions. I'm Jim Forbes.
And the movie John Wick Chapter 4 has made more than $425 million since its release in March, and that has pushed the entire John Wick series over the billion-dollar mark at the box office. Chapter 4 has been the highest grossing of the four John Wick movies, setting a domestic franchise record on its opening weekend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love it.